Our first passage will come out of the book of John, John 1, 1 through 14. Please stand. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were not born, not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Our next reading will come from the book of Matthew, 1:18 through 23. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man, had unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated and let us pray. Beautiful and loving God, we give you thanks and praise for the word. The word that came into being. The word that all things were created through. The word that became flesh and dwelled among us. So come, Lord Jesus. Enter into our hearts again this season. Dwell among us through your Spirit. Dwell within us through your Spirit. Guide and direct us to walk in the way, the truth, and the life. For it's in Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's children said, amen. What Jerry read for us just a few moments ago was two Christmas stories. Did you hear them? Now, there are four Gospels, and each Gospel has a different Christmas story. And you're thinking, well, I heard John 1. That didn't sound very Christmassy to me. There were no shepherds. There was no angel. There was no Mary and Joseph. What gives? Well, it's the Christmas story. The Word became flesh and dwelled among us. Hold that thought. Matthew's Gospel. It's the story of the birth of Christ mainly through the eyes of Joseph. Mary is only mentioned maybe twice, depends on the version. But everything is focused on this angel coming to Joseph in a dream to remind him to tell him that Mary's telling the truth. This whole thing would have been shut down if Joseph would have done what he wanted to do and just dismissed her quietly because, you know, here's your fiance, strangely pregnant by the Holy Spirit. We hear the story of Christmas from two different Gospels. Now, Matthew's makes it a little bit more Christmassy because it involves the birth of Christ. But did you hear the words that you're to name him Emmanuel? God is with us. So you take John 1 and Matthew 1 and you put them together, and what you have is the incarnation of God in the world. That the Word has become flesh and dwelt among us. This word that has been since the beginning and before the beginning. Did you hear it? In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And that Word became flesh and dwelt among us. As we look at the word, it comes from logos, which means the Word. The Word that God spoke creation into being. Did you hear that in Genesis 1? And God said, "Let there be light." And there was. God spoke into existence everything that there is through the Word. That same Word that came and dwelled among us. That same Word that was called Emmanuel, which means God with us. So God has become incarnate in Jesus, this helpless little babe of Bethlehem, that God gave himself to be Jesus so that God could be with us. Knowing our plight, knowing our issues, knowing all of our sin, knowing all of our problems, knowing all of the things that happened yesterday and the day before that, and since the beginning of all time, and now, and now, and now, and forever. God saw fit that love would come at Christmas. That love would come down and dwell among us. That love would teach us how to live. That love would teach us how to love. This Word that became flesh, this Word that dwelled among us, this Word called Emmanuel, taught us to give. As Jesus gave himself to us fully in the midst of his life, as he came and in that short 3-year period of time, he changed everything about creation. Changed everything about how we are to relate with one another. Jesus turned the law almost upside down. Not that we should go against the law, but we cannot be saved by the law, that we will be saved by only grace in the name of Christ. So what does it mean to give more? What does it mean for us to give more of us? When we follow the example of Christ, we see that he fully gave himself into every relationship that he came upon. He fully gave himself to the woman at the well. who had been through several marriages. And she didn't think she was worthy of anything. And when Jesus asked her for a simple drink of water, it changed her life. Not only her life, but her village's life, because she went back as an evangelist to share the good news. See, Jesus came and he dwelled among us. For those that were in need of healing, he healed thousands upon thousands upon thousands by touching them. He healed thousands upon thousands for those that would just touch him, and some by just touching the fringe of his garment. And some were healed just by believing from a far distance that Christ could heal. See, this Word that became flesh, this Emmanuel that is God with us, came into this world and gave of himself fully. And I believe that the gospel is imploring us as Christians today to go further, to love without boundaries, to love with reckless abandonment, to love those that are hurting, to love those who are in need of grace, to love those who are in need of healing, to love those who look way different than we are, those that speak languages that we have no clue of. This love is inviting us to give more, to give more of ourselves in our relationships, to give more of ourselves in the midst of our life of the church, to give more of ourselves in the midst of our finances, to give more of ourselves in the midst of our work, to give more of ourselves, period. Or perhaps exclamation mark. Because it's real easy to be hesitant. It's real easy to shy away. It's real easy to just become part of the minutia that surrounds us in our world today. It's real easy to be a passerby. It's real easy to be one who looks from a distance. It's real easy to be just an attendee in life. But what Jesus did with his life was to love. If Jesus had just attended life, then we would have no hope whatsoever. And so the invitation that Jesus gives us is to take very seriously how we give, what we give, where we give, how long we will give. So what could Christmas look like for you this year? Will it be about just giving the frivolity that we've always given? To make sure that you've got the right congealed salad for that family meal? To make sure that Uncle Harry gets that same gift that he always gets? To make sure that folks at work will get their cute little card? All are good and wonderful gifts, but if that's all that Christmas has become for us, then we have totally missed the boat. Because Christmas happened so that there would be life. Christmas happened so that there would be love. Christmas happened so that we could give. give as Christ gives. To give beyond ourselves. To give because that's what we are, that's who we are, that's what we do as the Christian church, is that we give. Give more of ourselves. Give more of our time. To give more of our money. To give more of our love. To give more of, you fill in the blank. Nowhere in the midst of our walk is there an invitation to give less. So what will you give more of this Christmas? And what could Christmas look like if you gave more of everything? Would you pray with me? Holy and beautiful God, the giver of all good and wonderful gifts, we thank you for Jesus, who came and gave all of himself, gave his life as a ransom for all, who gave his love, even love upon a cross. So Lord God, as we come, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving. We offer ourselves so that in the name of Christ, Christmas will be different. So Lord God, come and work through us. Come and love through us. Come and live through us as we offer ourselves to you, as we give more of us. In the name of Christ. For it's in his name that we all pray. And all of God's children said, Amen.